Okay, so I was saying in the previous program that I'm starting to use Facebook more and more. I think one of the benefits of using Facebook over Twitter is Twitter tends to be for people who want to get information from other people. So, for instance, if you subscribe, well, not subscribe, but if you follow to a particular group or organization or whatever, if you follow them, then they will sort of publish the things and you get them. And that's it. It's quite nice. It's sort of like subscribing via email, but you sort of get the thing there. I'm not explaining this very well. I might be long, no. But the thing about the Facebook, it's more sort of interactive, I think. I think it is. Over the years, I've sort of spent more time on Twitter than I have Facebook. But I do find that I quite like Facebook. You can leave a comment, and then a person can leave a comment on your comment. And everything. And it's great. So I quite like, at the moment, I'm going through a sort of Facebook phase. But there we go. But anyway, I'm using Facebook to contact various people, to keep in touch with people, who, for one reason or another, it's not possible to sort of speak to face-to-face in sort of everyday life. And one person I keep in touch with is Jay Semko, my musical hero, who is in Canada. I'm in Spain. Very difficult to obviously sort of meet or anything. So the Facebook is an excellent venue to sort of swap sort of emails and messages and things. And Jay is always, he is continually touring and doing gigs and performances. And when he's not doing that, he's recording stuff. I mean, he is a musical genius. And he loves music. And he's very dedicated, very professional. He's always working. He's always there somewhere doing something musical, which I think is fantastic. So he's always very busy, but he does have time to sort of go onto the Facebook or his website or whatever. And I'm following Jay on the Facebook to make sure I can sort of keep up to date with what's going on. And he's been doing performances and workshops and all different things recently. And I left a message on his Facebook because he is a runner. He doesn't run as much as he used to because he's very busy, obviously. But he started to go jogging. And I thought that's great because I am a bit of a jogger. I prefer walking, I have to be honest, because I'm very prone to injuries and things. In school, I used to do the athletics and everything. I was a good runner. I was good at the 100 meters and 200 meters, but I always got injured all the time. So my sort of 10 seconds or 12 seconds of glory never quite happened. I mean, I ran a lot of races, but I just you know, I was prone to a lot of typical common sports injuries. So I had quite a lot of time where I couldn't sort of compete, and I had problems with my knees and everything. So I found that walking is sort of what we call rambling in the hills or the mountains or wherever, and it's ideal here in Castilla-La Mancha. We've got plenty of hills and mountains and peaks and things. So I do tend to sort of do the walking more than the jogging, although because we have a beach in Liverpool, where the famous Red Rum, the horse, used to sort of train, I do sort of like to go jogging on the beach with my dad, and sometimes my mum when I can, but it's been a while since I've done that. But Jay is constantly sort of working. He's doing the music, performances, recording sessions, workshops, everything, and he has time to go jogging. So it sort of makes me feel a bit guilty for sort of saying, I think I'll miss it for today because my knee is a bit funny or something. I've always got an excuse. But I did leave a comment on his Facebook page asking Jay whether or not he was still doing his running and his jogging and everything. And apparently he is, his comment. He's not running as much as he'd like to. Gearing up for the spring, hoping to run a full marathon in May. Wow. Well, good luck with that, Jay. I don't think I'm quite ready for a marathon. I've got to be honest with you. I think I'll stick with my morning walks in the fog at the moment, I think. But a marathon, maybe in the future, who knows? Anything is possible. Well, this is the English program, and today we are going at a rather slow pace. It's got to be said.